It's minus one, and there is a freezing rain warning in effect for Belleville. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Justin Medby. The 14-year-old believed to be responsible for yesterday's multiple stabbings at Dunbarton High School in Pickering is now facing 15 charges in the case. Durham Regional Police say the charges include 6 counts of assault causing bodily harm and 7 counts of assault with a weapon. She is also charged with possessing a dangerous weapon and assault. Police say the girl, who cannot be named under the Youth Criminal Justice Act, will be appearing in court for a bail hearing Wednesday morning. The early morning stabbings left 5 students and 2 staff members with injuries that were not considered serious. Police credited staff members for putting a stop to the attack, which witnesses described as involving 2 kitchen knives. Marco Muzzo is expected to address a Newmarket court today at a sentencing hearing. Muzzo has not spoken publicly about the drunk driving crash last September 27th in which 3 children and their grandfather died when his SUV crashed into their van. He pleaded guilty earlier this month to 4 counts of impaired driving causing death and 2 of impaired driving causing bodily harm. Muzzo's psychiatrist says he is showing signs of post-traumatic stress disorder and mild depression since the accident. The leader of the House of Representatives, Speaker Paul Ryan, says Republicans are taking legal steps to stop President Barack Obama from closing the U.S. prison at Guantanamo Bay. Ryan told reporters Wednesday that lawmakers have the votes to block Obama's plan in Congress and enough votes to override any veto. Separately, the Republican said his party is taking all legal preparations necessary to ensure the prison remains open and terror suspects aren't moved to the U.S. Under Obama's plan, leaving 35 of the 91 current detainees will be transferred to other countries in the coming months, leaving up to 60 detainees who are either facing trial by military commission or have been determined to be too dangerous to release but are not facing charges. There were a flurry of conversations this morning between key players in the Syrian conflict. Russian President Vladimir Putin and Syria's Bashar Assad have been on the phone discussing a provisional ceasefire deal, Tom Rivers reports.
Kremlin sources say the conversation addressed various aspects dealing with the implementation of the deal. Assad says he sees the proposals as an important step in the direction of what may eventually become a political settlement. Specifically, the Syrian leader reportedly confirmed that his government stands ready to promote the establishment of a ceasefire while still hitting the opposition, such as ISIS and the al-Nusra Front.
Medical marijuana users are anxiously awaiting a ruling this month from a federal court judge in Vancouver. The ruling will decide if medical marijuana patients can continue to grow their own cannabis at home. Legislation in place since 2013 has banned homegrown medicinal pot and instead requires users to buy from licensed producers. Home growers have been protected by an injunction since then, but if it's lifted, lawyer Kirk Tusaw says criminalizing patients who want to access affordable medicine violates their charter rights.
We think that that's inappropriate in a free and democratic society. Matter of fact, I would say that it's barbaric to lock human beings in cages for growing a plant that improves their quality of life.
Federal government lawyers argued at trial that the new regime ensures patients have a supply of safe medical marijuana while protecting the public from the potential ills of grow operations in patients' homes. Premier Catherine Wynne says the Ontario government's cap-and-trade plan will add about 4.3 cents a liter to the price of gasoline and about $5 a month to natural gas bills. However, Wynne says electricity consumers will be protected against rate hikes under the plan to be unveiled in tomorrow's budget.
What our expectation and intention is that there will be no increased costs across the industrial and commercial sector. And in fact, in terms of residential electricity costs, we could see those go down.
Wynne says the government will use revenue from auctions of carbon emission allowances to industries to keep electricity rates in check, saying ratepayers already paid a price by shutting down coal-fired generation. Today is Pink Shirt Day, an event designed to take a stand against bullying. It was created by child and youth care students from St. Lawrence College and the Boys and Girls Club of Kingston, but anyone can take part. For starters, put on your finest pink shirt. For other ways to get involved, visit the Pink Day 2016 Twitter page. If you have something to say about Belleville Transit, now's the time, thanks to a survey released on February 18th. The transit service has a survey on its website asking its users to rate their ride. Anyone can take the survey, explaining the routes that were taken, if the bus was on time, and more. Different days could mean a different ride, so riders are encouraged to participate in the survey as much as possible. Councillor Egerton Boyce's month of using transit as a sole means of transport is coming to an end. QNET News reporters Steve Pappas and Emma Persaud interviewed Boyce this morning. Stay tuned for his thoughts. The winner of Canada's largest lottery jackpot is to be revealed today in Toronto. Ontario Lottery and Gaming says it will present the prize and the winner this morning. The largest outstanding lottery prize listed on the OLG website is the $64 million jackpot from a Lotto 649 draw last October 17th. Previously, the largest Lotto 649 jackpot ever offered was $63.5 million for the April 13th, 2013 draw. That jackpot was shared between four winning tickets, three sold in British Columbia and one sold elsewhere in Western Canada. Today's winning ticket was sold in Mississauga. That's QNET News. On to 12:05. Sports is next.
A new year means a fresh chance to have the career you've been searching for. The life you want doesn't have to be out of reach. This year, grab it. Where does your new beginning begin? Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. From second career advice and job search support to the new Youth Job Connection Program, see how they can help you. Visit Loyalist Community Employment Services, Dundas Street beside Pinnacle. Whatever your age or stage of life, start here.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Good afternoon, I'm Justin Medvey with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers narrowly lost their basketball game to the Durham Lords last night. They were neck and neck for the most part, but the Lords managed to score six baskets towards the beginning of the third to give themselves a solid lead. The Lancers did catch up, but it wasn't quite enough. The final score was 60-62. In volleyball, Belleville Bayside Secondary won the CASA AA Girls Championship at Crestwood in Peterborough yesterday. The Victory Barbell Club of Belleville recently brought home six medals. They were successful at their first provincial meet in St. Thomas this weekend. Aaron Crossan, Colby Parks, and Will Condon all won gold in their weight division. Chris Roy also brought home a bronze. Shannon Steele also placed first for her division, and Sarah Condon took silver. Bayside Secondary is set to host the Canadian Masters Federation Weightlifting Championships in April, with all local and countrywide weightlifting clubs invited. Electing a new president to replace Sepp Blatter might be the second most important vote FIFA takes on Friday. Hours before that vote, leaders of the 209-member federation can approve reforms designed to end a culture of corruption in a world of soccer that has been shown by American and Swiss federal prosecutors. FIFA prepared for its shift in values on Wednesday with an executive committee decision signing off governance rules that will shape the proposed reforms. In basketball, Gordon Hayward scored 28 points, and the Utah Jazz defeated the Houston Rockets 117-114 in overtime last night. Rockets coach J.B. Bickerstaff says his team showed character by competing until the end.
Oh, obviously it's huge. You know, this was a tiebreaker opportunity for us. We got them one more time, obviously. So, you know, whenever you're playing a team that you're matched up with, they're important games. But our focus is on us right now. We're not worried about other teams. We're not worried about the playoff race.
In hockey, the KG Reed Peewee Minor Belleville Junior Bulls have ended their season after losing their final two playoff games to Oshawa. The Belleville Junior Bulls Bantam Double A team plays against Barrie at 8:30 tomorrow at the Quinney Sports and Wellness Center. The New Jersey Devils have ended a three-game losing streak with a 5-2 win over the shorthanded New York Rangers. Rangers center Derek Stefan says an inconsistent effort cost the Rangers.
Really, really strong first period. Like one of our best starts of the year. And then a really, really bad second period. And then the third period we killed for the first 6 minutes. And, you know, we just weren't able to generate anything after that.
The Oilers have wrapped up a six-game homestand where they only won once. This time it was a 4-1 loss to the Ottawa Senators. Oilers left winger Taylor Hall says very little has gone right for his team.
Not the way you want to play in front of your home crowd, and disappointing record for sure. The effort's still there and the honesty's there. We just need to be better as a whole. We need to play better, need to execute better.
The Montreal Canadiens are the only Canadian NHL team in action tonight. The Habs are in Washington in one of four games. Boston welcomes Pittsburgh in the other early game. Later in the evening, San Jose visits Colorado and Anaheim entertains Buffalo. To send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for your weather. Belleville again has a freezing rain warning in effect. Snow mixed with ice pellets is expected to change this afternoon, amounting to 2 to 4 centimeters of snow and slippery roads. Tonight will bring us rain and moderate winds until midnight, with temperature rising to plus 4 by tomorrow morning. At 12:10, it's minus 1. QNET News is on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Justin Medvey. News on 91X is next at 1.